The boat is nearly 50 miles from the Magic Island. It is after 9 o'clock at night, with the warm, sluggish darkness of the subtropics hanging over the water, as the big diesel-motored cruiser plows steadily northward toward the regular steamer lanes and California. The escape from the island was entirely successful, but the Gregory boat is short of fuel, and those on board have no guarantee as to their margin of safety before the Euclidean scientists on the island repair the damage done by Jerry and Joan and set out after the boat. Mrs. Gregory and her daughter Joan are in the radio cabin, listening constantly for a message from Johnson, who is speeding through the South Pacific somewhere ahead of them. Captain Bradford and Jerry are standing in the pilot house on the boat, watching carefully for any sign of light on their course.
How much farther can we go on the oil we got, Tex?
Not very far, kid. I'd say 5 miles to most.
Gee, are you sure about that code message of Johnson's?
Couldn't miss it, Jerry. Johnson said he'd leave a trail of oil drums with lighted buoys on his course. He wasn't further than this when he dropped the first one, according to his message.
Then we ought to see it pretty soon, if it hasn't been carried away off the course.
No, not much danger of that. There's no wind, and I've been setting our course to compensate for what little drift there is.
Just the same, I'm getting kind of worried. We couldn't do any more than hole her on a course with the little breeze we got.
I know it, Jerry, but we'll just have to hang on and see what happens. Then if we do run out and haven't picked up the drum, we'll simply have to radio Johnson and ask him to turn that boat around and come after us.
But his boat's on a scheduled run, and they've lost a lot of time over us already.
Yeah, true, but they'll come back if they have to. Of course, it's better for us if they don't. But Johnson is getting nearer a regular steamer lane all the time. And if he can catch a fast mail boat to Los Angeles, I can get in there and get busy on my formula.
But if we get fuel enough, we can make better time on this boat than anything on the ocean. Why wouldn't it be better for them to wait for us and load us with fuel, then let us tear on into Los Angeles?
Well, you see, Jerry, I didn't want to alarm Pat and Joan with this, but Johnson's playing smart in more ways than one. He's got a mighty good idea of the sort of thing we've been up against. And he's afraid we'll still get caught and dragged back to that island. If that happens, he wants to be free to go on into Los Angeles, get that formula compounded, come back to do a real job of wiping out that island.
Oh, gee. Do you think there's any real danger of us getting caught before we get far enough away from the Magic Island?
Yes, Jerry, I do. We saw enough things there to warn us that almost anything is possible where G-47 and his men are concerned.
Yeah, I guess that's right, all right. Maybe even Johnson hasn't got as much chance of getting away as he thinks he has.
Why not?
Well, we had the Euclideans thinking Johnson was on board this boat. But in the last hour, we've been sending messages to him. And G-47 will know where Johnson is.
No, not exactly, he won't. You notice that Johnson refuses to even tell us what his position is. Though the instruments on the island would register his exact course from the island, I don't think they could even guess how far he may be along that course. They don't know the power of the set he's using.
Oh, golly, Tex. This is the most mixed up thing I ever heard of.
Captain.
Yes, Skipper, what is it?
Light.
Gee, Tex. A light. Let's go see what it's all about.
Where away, Skipper?
Starboard.
Off the beam?
Aye.
Hey. I don't see anything out there.
Oh, wait a minute now. Wait. I do. Yes, that's it. Signal the engine room for half speed. Throw that wheel hard over. That's a lighted buoy on an oil drum we've got to pick up.
Hey, Tex, where are you going?
Into the cabin. Come on, kid. We'll do a little figuring.
I heard the engine room telegraph.
Yes, we're circling to pick up the first of the drums of oil Johnson dropped for us.
Oh, you have seen the lighted buoy then?
Oh, no, the skipper saw it. You know, that old guy may not talk much, but he navigates with his eyes open.
You're right, Jerry. That's why the skipper is so valuable.
Now we've got to do a little skull practice on the chart here and see why that buoy should be so far off our course.
Hey, the motors have stopped. We must be getting ready to pick up that oil drum.
Sounded to me more like we've run out of fuel.
Yes, that's about it. Run out on deck, will you, Jerry, and help McLeod and the skipper haul that drum aboard? You may have to rig up a little canvas, too, to reach it if the fuel's gone.
Aye, aye, Cap. Come on,
home. Oh, may I, Mother?
Of course, dear. Stop in my cabin and put on a heavy sweater, though. You've had enough exposure.
Oh, but it's warm out on deck, Mother.
You come on and do what your mother says.
Yes, Jerry, of course.
You've got something on your mind. Tex, what is it?
Well, I don't like that running out of fuel, for one thing, and that drum being so far off our course, for another. We're not out of the woods yet, Pat.
But Johnson's last message sounded confident enough.
Yes, I know, but... Well, Pat, I wasn't going to tell you.
Yes, Tex?
And I told Jerry not to discuss it in front of you, but things lack a whole lot of being perfect for our getting away safely.
I know there's a certain element of danger, Tex, but after what we've been through on that island...
Exactly, dear. After what we've been through on that island, we don't want any more of it.
You don't think there's much chance of those Euclideans being able to stop us now, do you?
Well, we're only 50 miles from the island. Those chemists wake up while we're within striking distance. Or if the remaining guards can manage to get that submerged island drained out and raised, well, they're coming after us.
Then, if you think things are that dangerous, why not send a hurry-up call to Johnson, have that boat put about and run back for us?
Yes, that's what Jerry asked me, but it's no good. Johnson is taking chances on our picking up barely enough fuel from these boys. And for all we know, he hasn't enough large drums aboard to dump sufficient oil out for us. Yet in spite of all that, he keeps running away from us.
Well, I'm not sure I understand what he's doing, Tex.
I do, perfectly. He knows our danger, and he knows that even if we're caught again, he can go into Los Angeles, have my universal solvent formula compounded, and come back here with enough help to finish that island. Well, if he came back here now and was caught with us, well...
Yes, I understand.
Sorry, Pat, but it's about the way it looks to me.
Listen.
It sounded like the wind started.
Yes. They must be getting ready to pick up the oil drum.
Guess we had speed enough to carry us around to that buoy. They couldn't have rigged a sail and made it in this time.
Jerry is helping the skipper and Mr. McLeod take a drum of oil aboard, Captain Bradford.
We thought that was what the noise was, Joan.
Yes, dear. But how did we get to it so quickly?
The buoy was not as far off our course as it appeared to be. The light on it was very small and dim. It was actually not more than 100 yards away when the skipper sighted it.
It relieves my mind about more than the oil.
You mean about being off your course?
Yes, at least we know we haven't forgotten how to navigate.
How long will that amount of oil last, Captain?
I can't very well tell you until I see how large the drum is.
Oh, that was stupid of me, wasn't it?
Did you notice the size, dear?
Well, Mother, it was still hidden down in that dark water. I could not see it. And Jerry sent me in here to tell you that we had found it.
No, that's all right, Joan. We'll soon know how large it is.
I will go and find out, Captain.
Now, don't bother, Joan. Jerry will come in as soon as they get the engine room hatch. As soon as they get it down there. I don't hear the winch. It must be over the hatch. It won't take long. It's going below now. It's landed, and none too gently from the sound.
Well, it must have been a large drum.
I sure hope so.
How rapidly does this boat use up the fuel oil, Captain?
I'm not sure without checking with Mac, but I know one barrel won't take us very far.
Well, we got the barrel of oil in the hole, all right. Mac and the skipper are going to put it into the tank as fast as they can.
How big was it, Jerry?
Well, Mac said it looked like 55 gallons to him.
Oh, that won't take us very far, will it, Tex?
No, not very, but Johnson knows how this boat burns it. And I told him we'd be running wide open. So he should drop those things overboard for us pretty often.
Do you think it will take us long to start the boat again, Captain?
Why, getting nervous, Joan?
Yes, I am. We are so near that awful Euclidea. And they have so many powerful things with which to reach us.
Oh, but most of those guys are asleep. And the ones that aren't are busy trying to raise that island after you and I flooded the lower levels.
You can't be sure how long that gas from your formula will keep them asleep, will you, Tex?
No, that would depend on the quantity of it they mixed up. The size of the room, how soon they were given fresh air. Oh, a lot of things. But it should last for several more hours.
And then there is the possibility of raising the island and using the submarines to chase us. Or even the airplane. None of the aviation engineers were in the gas-filled chamber. They would all be free to set out after us the moment the surface of the island cleared the water.
Oh, you can all think of the nicest things. Now, why not quit hanging crepe and agree that we're away from the island? That's something. And we've got some more fuel. That's something else. It's not going to help things to sit around here with long faces and feel sorry for ourselves.
You're right, Jerry, but... After all, Joan knows all about the island. And 50 miles or 100 miles doesn't guarantee us much safety.
Well, let's quit worrying about it for the time anyway. Any minute now, the motors will start. We'll have their husky roar anyway to help us out.
Yes, Skipper?
Captain.
Come in, Skipper. Got the oil in the tank shed?
No.
Why not?
Come.
Trouble?
Aye.
Serious?
Bad.
Right with you, Skipper. Shove off. You three stay here till I get back.
Yes, Tex, we will.
Gee, I wonder what's up now.
Well, probably they can't get the oil drum open. I've seen that happen time and time before.
But surely there is some way.
Well, if there is, Tex will find it. I know those things can be dangerous, though.
In what way can they be dangerous, well, Jerry?
Well, there's no telling how much gas there is in one, especially if the oil doesn't fill it tight. And if you're not careful with wrenches and hammers, sometimes a spark will blow one up.
I think Tex has handled several of them. We haven't much to worry about. Though, our time is awfully precious right now.
It's funny we don't hear them working on it. I'm going to...
Oh, no, Jerry. Stay here. You know the captain said for us to stay here in the cabin.
But golly whiskers.
I think you should stay, Jerry. For some reason, Tex wanted you to, and his reasons are usually very good ones.
Oh, okay, Mrs. Bradford, I'm sorry. But, well, I don't like to just sit here and do nothing. I'm getting the jitters.
I, too, have the jitters, Jerry.
Oh, what was it, Tex?
Couldn't they get the oil drum open?
Captain Bradford, your face, it looks like a thundercloud.
Tex, oh, shut that door and come in here. Now, tell us quickly, what's the matter?
That oil drum. He got it open, all right.
Yes, and then what?
But we'll never run those motors on that oil.
Was it not the right kind of oil, Captain?
It wasn't oil at all. It was turpentine.
Turpentine?
Oh, Tex. Then we can't move.
No, we can't move. We've gone just as far from that island as we're...